父有这样的人拜他。But an hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and truth. For such people the Father seeks to be his worshippers.
神是个礼仪，所以拜他的必须用心灵和诚实拜他。
God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth.
我们这段圣经里面，在中文里面有好多字讲到拜，当然在英文就是 worship。
In the verses we just read in the Chinese, it mentions the word worship many times.
那么我们的主和撒玛利亚妇人有一段的对话。
Our Lord and the Samaritan woman had a discussion.
那这一段的对话是非常重要的。
And it was a very important discussion.
我们知道说这一段对话在马太、马可、路加都没有记载。
This discussion was not referenced in Matthew, Mark, or Luke.
只有在约翰福音里面提到。
It was only mentioned in the Gospel of John.
我们知道说约翰是十二个门徒里面最后最早跟随主，也是最后离开这个世界。
We know that the Apostle John was the first one to follow Jesus and the last one to leave this world.
在十二个门徒里面，他是活得最长的。
Among the 12 disciples, he was the one who lived the longest.
那么神给他有一个托付。
God gave him a ministry.
我们知道说，当他在当他遇见主的时候
，when he met the Lord，
他正在补网。
He was mending the net，
就好像另外一对的门徒是彼得跟安德烈，他们正在撒网。
Just like the other pair of disciples, Peter and Andrew, who are casting out the net.
那你还记不记得我们的主遇见彼得的时候，他说：“你来跟从我，我要叫你得人如得鱼一样。”
Do you remember when our Lord met Peter and said, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men"?
但那个时候他正在做撒网的工作。
At that time, he was casting out the net.
现在他跟随主了。
Now he's following the Lord.
他怎么撒网，后来他也怎么撒网。
How he cast the net before was how he cast later.
从前网撒下去，好多的鱼就进来。
Before, when he cast the net, he caught many fish.
他现在如果跟随主的话
，But once he follows the Lord,
他还不撒网。
He still casts out the net.
我现在不是鱼进网，乃人进到网里。
But now, no longer does the fish come in the net, but man does.
他从前怎样得鱼，现在还要得人。
How he gained fish before, now he gained people.
所以我们知道说彼得后来，你记得他跟随主以后，主给他一份的职事。
So now the Lord, after he followed the Lord, Peter was given a ministry.
他的职事就是撒网。
And his ministry was the ministry of casting out nets.
大家还记得吗？五旬节的时候。
Do you remember during Pentecost?
你看见他一网撒下去，三千条鱼就进来。
He cast out the net and he gained 3,000 fish.
另外一次又一次网下去，结果五千条鱼进来。
And another net was cast and then 5,000 fish were caught.
所以你看见彼得是开始的。
So you know Peter was beginning.
彼得的工作是根基的工作。
He was his ministry was a ministry of foundation.
好像盖房子一样。
Just like building a house.
最根基的部分，最重要的部分，乃是根基的部分。
The most important part of the house is the foundation.
结果神就使用彼得做了这样的工作。
And God used Peter for this work.
所以当他呼召的时候，被盟主呼召的时候
，When he was called by the Lord,
he was 正在撒网。
As he was casting out the net,
现在他的职事就是撒网的职事。
So now his ministry is the ministry of casting of net.
约翰也这样。
The same with John.
我们知道约翰当他跟随主的时候
，When John was following the Lord,
他蒙主呼召的时候
，When he was called by the Lord,
他正在那里补网。
He was mending his net.
表示网破了。
It meant that the nets were broken.
所以现在他需要在那做补网的工作。
Now he needs to mend the net.
等到他真的跟随主
，When he really followed the Lord,
他在这些门徒里面活得最长。
Among all the disciples, he lived the longest.
所以等到他写约翰福音启示录或者是约翰书信的时候
So when he wrote the Gospel of John and the Book of Revelation and the three epistles
大概已经他快一百岁
He was about 100 years old
彼得已经到荣耀里面
Peter already entered into glory
保罗也到荣耀里面
The same with Paul
他仍旧是一个人在圣灵里面跟随他的主
He alone in the spirit was following his master
所以到了晚年的时候
So in his old age
他看见教会的光景跟从前不同了。
He saw the condition of the church was different than before.
他记得当初彼得撒网的时候他在场。
He remembered when Peter cast out the net. He was present.
现在
大概七十年要过去。Now 70 years have passed.
那这个王跟从前不同。
And this man now is no longer the same.
经过了多少多少的年
，through many years，
有些王开始破了。
Some net started to break.
所以约翰要做补网的工作。
So John had to do the work of mending the net.
你记不记得当教会诞生的时候
？Do you remember when the church was born?
彼得在场，约翰也在。
Peter was present, so was John.
等到使徒行传末了的时候
，at the end of the Acts of the Apostles，
虽然保罗是被监禁在罗马的监狱里面
，even though Paul was in prison in the Roman jail，
但是那个时候的教会已经到了。成熟到了高峰的时候
，but that the church at that time was already mature at its apex.
所以路加福音给我们很33年，我们的主怎样在地上
？So the Gospel of Luke shows us the Lord on earth for 33 years,
从诞生到升天
，from his birth to his ascension.
使徒行传给我们看另外一个33年
，Acts shows us another 33 years.
教会怎么从诞生然后到成熟
？How the church was birthed and then how it became mature.
所以我们看见33年又是33年
You see 33 years here and another 33 years
你看见说我们的主怎样的 在从马槽里降生然后长长一直长到宝座长到神的面前
You see how our Lord was born in the manger and how he grew all the way upAnd to the throne before God.
教会也是一样
The same with the church.
好像义人的道路一样
It's as if the path of the righteous man.
正如说义人的路好像黎明的光
The path of the righteous man is like a light.
The
light of dawn.
结果那个光是越照越明一直到中午的时候
And that light is shining brighter and brighter until noon.
圣经没有说 sunset. 圣经没有说到日落的时候
It never said it's dawn until sunset.
这就是使徒行传。
That is the Acts of the Apostles.
使徒行传结束的时候是结束在教会最丰满、最高峰的时候。
When the Book of Acts ends, that is at the highest point of the church.
信徒的预兆到了中午是最大、最大的。
The light of the dawn arising toward noon is the most bright.
使徒行传你看见彼得跟约翰都站起来。
In Acts, we saw Peter and John standing up.
你听见彼得说话
You heard Peter speak.
你好像没有听见约翰说
It's as if you didn't hear John speak.
你看见他要说话
He wants to speak.
他什么时候开始说话呢
But when did he start speaking?
那是等到教会进入第二个33年
It is when the church entered into its second 33 years.
那结果你看见神就使用约翰
Then you saw God using John.
为什么
Why?
因为约翰做梦也没有想到
，because John never dreamt of it。
教会是基督的身体
，that the church is the body of Christ。
那基督是教会的元首
，and Christ is the head of the church。
基督的生命是从来不衰老的生命
，the life of Christ never gets old。
这个生命是像日日越像太阳的光了，越照越明，一直在日午的。
This life is just like the light。The light shone by the sun all the way to
the moon.
This life is forever young.
约翰自己不是。
John was not such.
约翰到底你知道说到底就像你和我一样的人。
John was like you and me.
所以等到你看见到了这个第一个世纪最后33年的时候。
So at the end of the first century, the last 33 years,
你看见约翰慢慢就开始衰老了。
You see that John became aged.
等到他快99岁的时候。
When he was almost 99 years old,
你可以想象他是一个很老很老的一个老人。
You can imagine that he was a very old man.
那么历史告诉我们，他几乎只能说一句的话。
History tells us that he could barely speak but one phrase.
也许别的话他都忘记。
He probably forgot all other words.
他是最重要的话。
But he remembered the most important.
他是被别人抬着到聚会里面来。
He was carried by others to the meeting.
他可能走不动了。
He probably couldn't walk in.
他一路上看见弟兄姊妹的时候。
As he was walking, he saw brothers and sisters.
他常常一句话。
One word.
小子们啊，你们应当彼此相爱。
Oh, little ones, you shall love one another.
你看见这句话永远不离开约翰。
This phrase never left John.
为什么？他自己慢慢慢慢的老衰老了。
Because even though he slowly became more old,
his mind was not working.
And his mind was gone.
他永远很清楚。
But inside his
heart, 小子们啊，你们应当彼此相爱。
Oh, little ones, love one another.
但是弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters,
到了那个时候。
At that time,
尤其你记不记他写启示录的时候
？You remember when he wrote Revelation?
当他到了主日的时候
，On the Sunday,
你看见他没有和神的儿女在一起。
He wasn't with the children of God.
他因为 exile 被囚禁到巴摩的海岛。
Because he was exiled to the island of Patmos.
这就是因为他非常怀念在小亚细亚的众子。
So on the Lord's day, he was really thinking and meditating about the brothers and sisters in Asia Minor.
二章三章里面所讲七个教会的光景。
The condition that was described in Revelations 2 and 3 was in the heart of John. Nobody was more clear about the condition of the churches in Asia Minor than John.
结果神有话呀，主有话呀。
So the Lord had a word to speak.
结果我们主就借着约翰来说话。
And our Lord used John to speak.
再次主对约翰所说的话。
But the word that the Lord spoke to John.
就是当他在主日面对小亚细亚的几个教会的时候，你看见，因为他怀念他们，想念他们。
Because he was thinking of the churches in Asia Minor, the Lord said.
这是光景。
And the conditions of the church were before him.
然后我们主就能借着这个来对他说话，来借着约翰来对我们说话。
So our Lord through John can speak to us.
结果弟兄姊妹，约翰，神就借着约翰，主就借着约翰给了教会七封的信。
So the Lord through John gave the church seven letters.
你知道保罗有做过什么样的事？
You know, Paul did something like this.
Paul wrote
13 epistles.
但是他给一个教会写了七封的书。
But he wrote seven epistles, seven letters to seven churches.
那当然，你把哥林多前书、后书算是一封，那么你知道说他给哥林多的教会写了一封。
So first and second Corinthians are like one letter, so he wrote one letter to the Corinthians.
那你接受的教会写了一封信。
He wrote one to the Ephesian church.
一共几封呢？
How many letters?
加起来应该是七封。
He added seven letters.
所以你看保罗的七封书信
，so the Paul's seven letters，
约翰的七封书信
，and John's seven letters，
都是对教会来说的。
They are all directed at the church。
但是听我们记者
，but let us remember，
当保罗写信给当时的七个教会
，when Paul wrote to the churches at the seven churches at that time，
这些教会有的是叫婴儿的时期。
Some of these churches were in the stage of infancy.
然后等到有另外一部，等到有一般的，有一个像罗马、像哥林多的教会，你看他们已经到了少年期。
And there was a church in Rome and in
罗马，还有这个哥林多。
And the church in Corinth were at the stage of adolescence.
所以你知道，等到我们读到约启，等到读到这个什么，读到使徒行传最后的时候，你看见教会就慢慢的达到成熟的。
And at the end of Acts, we see the church arriving at its maturity.
所以保罗的七封书信乃是对教会正常的时候。
So the seven letters written by Paul were when the church was in its normal condition. So when John wrote the seven letters, John was amazed at one thing.
他照在镜子，他知道他自己会衰老。
When he looked at the mirror, he saw that he was aging.
他一点都不觉得奇怪。
He didn't think that that was amazing.
他怎么这人他不奇怪。
He wasn't amazed that he had wrinkles in his
hair. 他头上有白发他不奇怪。
He was not amazed that he had white hair.
但是他震惊呀。
But the thing that caused him to know
that 当教会经过第二个33年的时候
，When the church went through the second stage of 33 years，
他发现教会有皱纹。
He noticed that the church had been.
他发现教会有玷污。
He knew the church had blemished.
那不就是？
那
这怎么可能呢
？How is that possible？
如果教会是基督的身体
，if the church is the body of Christ，
如果基督的生命在教会里面
，and if the life of Christ is in the church，
基督的生命是永远年轻的
，the life of Christ is forever young，
你怎么能会看到皱纹
？How can you see wrinkles？
你怎么能看见白头发
？How can you see white hair？
约翰老化了，有这个容易解释
，it's very easy to explain how John is aging。
你怎么解释教会居然老化
？But how do you explain the church aging？
所以这是什么
？Brothers and sisters，
明白吗
？You understand？
就在教会老化的时候
，As the church was aging，
现在神使用了约翰。
Now God used the wisdom of John。
当初是彼得撒网
，Before Peter passed out，
是保罗建造的
，Paul built up。
刚开始是彼得的工作
before that the beginning of Peter's work
这个孩子生下来了
when an infant is born
现在这个孩子怎么长大
and how does it grow
这是保罗的工作
that is Paul's work
他终于把孩子长大了
he brought the child to maturity
好像现在孩子这大学毕业了那么毕业典礼的时候
it's as if the child is now going to graduation
你看见他从校长手里面就拿到他的毕业文凭
and now he gets his diploma from the principal
你看这父母何等的安慰
and the parents are so comforted
你看见现在终于孩子长大成人了
finally the child has grown up
内在的工作
that work
教会成长的工作
the work of the growth of the church
是圣灵托付给保罗
the Holy Spirit goes to Paul
但是就是经历来说
but as experience
你看见教会果然脸上有了皱纹
The church indeed had wrinkles on the face.
教会果然有了白的头。
It indeed had white hair.
那么在这个时候，谁来服侍他们
？At this time, who is going to serve them?
那么圣灵如果有话是借着谁来说呢
？If the Holy Spirit had a word, who was going to speak it through?
那当然是借着老约翰来说。
Of course, it was through the old John.
那请我们记得。
Let us remember,
当约翰的七封书信
in the seven letters of John,
启示录的七封书信
the seven letters were the revelation.
你看，总共有七个教会
there are only seven churches mentioned.
但是有五个教会，主都对他们说，你们要悔改。
But five out of the seven, the Lord said, "You shall repent."
这怎么可能？
How is that possible?
悔的改的道是对着外邦。
The path of repentance is for Gentiles.
悔改的道是为着不信的人。
The path of repentance is for unbelievers.
我们教会需要悔改。
Why does the church need to repent?
你不觉得这是很震撼、很辛苦、很大的一件事情
？Don't you think this is something of earth-shaking proportion?
所以现在你看见我们怎么使用约翰
？Now you see how the Lord used John.
现在网破。
Now the nets have been broken.
现在谁来补那个网
？Who is here to mend the net?
现在有了皱纹了。
Now you have wrinkles.
谁来除去这个皱纹
？Who is going to remove the wrinkles?
现在有了白头发。
Now you have white hair.
现在你怎么那个叫头发再年轻起来
？How does that hair become young again?
这世界上是不可能的
，It's impossible in this world.
我们在现在很多的人呢，希望用牛奶能把皱纹洗掉。
You know, many people today like to use milk to wash their face.
It's awful.
You can't wash away
your
Some people say, well, do some type of injection. And that injection hurts. But we heard that it helps sometimes. But then after the skin falls again. And our neck becomes like a turkey. It's impossible to get rid of wrinkles.
但是感谢
Thank the Lord.
你看见吗？今天等到教会好像老化了。
When the church as if it's aged.
那现在神所托付给约翰
What God has given to John.
就是要让约翰看见。
Is that John could see.
他现在要做福音王的工作。
That he is to have a work of mending the net.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
大家现在懂了吗？
你要听
的是当你读启示录七封书信的时候。
When you read the seven letters in Revelation.
当然那个七个教会是当时的七个教会。
That those seven churches were the churches of that time.
但如果你读到七封书信。
But if you read the seven letters,
你会发现那个七封书信不可能只限定于第一个世纪的。
You cannot think that it's just limited to the first century.
你记不记得他对七月份你这个这个东西怎么说呢
？Do you remember what he said to the church of Philadelphia?
如果你们持守主忍耐的道
，If you are to speak the way of
the word,
the word of patience.
那这个主怎么说
？What did the Lord say?
等到这个普天下受试炼的时候 ，When the trial begins,
when the hour of testing has come.
那这个 hour of testing 是这个普天下的
，it is about to come upon the whole world。
所以弟兄姊妹，这给我们看见下面几座大灾难来说的
，this speaks of a great calamity。
所以很
great tribulation，
great tribulation。所以我们知道说，现在你看见的这个使徒行传，如果在第一个世纪的话
，so if you ever look at this in the first century，
那你知道。
这个大灾难还没有来到。
The tribulation has not arrived yet.
那当然就是根据你怎么解释启示录的。
Of course, it has to do with how you interpret.
还有你怎么解释这个启示录加福音跟马太福音。
And how you interpret Luke and Matthew.
Yeah, 我知道在这里有一些的争执。
I know that some differences are out of it.
那但是呢，我们知道说。无论如何
，no matter what，
我们知道不管你怎么解释圣经
，no matter how you interpret the Bible，
那么大家都知道讲的正是对齐的时候
，when you think of the rapture，
无论你将你灾前，无论将你灾后，等等等等
，whether you believe in pre-rapture or post-rapture，
当然无论如何，你讲到大家讲到到底灾前对齐呢，还是灾后对齐呢
？No matter what you think of pre-rapture or post-rapture，
那你知道说，如果你真的相信这个正是对齐的话
，that if you believe that。The same thing that
happened, 你一定要用到启示录第三章第十节。
You have to mention Revelation 3:10.
不管你怎么应用它
，No matter how you use it.
所以我们知道说这件事情都是指说将来主回来以前的那大灾难。
So we know that it speaks of the time right before the Lord arrives to go to the
last days. 所以你就知道说这里的腓立比书不光是第一个世纪
，Where the church in Philadelphia is not only of the first century.
这里的基督教会也是一直讲到主回来一章的启示。
The church was also mentioned about the condition before the Lord returns.
这样一种情
形，要不然是
因为这个原则，你看这个四个教会里面，后面四个教会都是讲到主再来的。
So you see that of the seven churches, the four latter churches speak of his return.
所以在这里给我们看，说这个教后面的四个教会一直到主回来。
The latter four churches are speak of until he returns.
所以尤其是老底家的教会
，especially church of Laodicea，
我们看到主回来以前教会的方
式。The shows of the condition of the church before the Lord returns.
所以当我们读到启示录二章三章的时候
，so when we read Revelation 2 and 3，
看得很清楚
，you see it very clearly.
是当时的基督教。
On one hand, it's the condition of the church of that
time. 所以我们看到主回来以前教会一般的事。
But it also speaks of the condition of the church before.
所以圣灵说，凡圣灵对圣教会所说的话，凡有耳的都应当要听。
That's why it says what the Holy Spirit says, what the Holy Spirit speaks, may all those have ears to hear.
所以印证我们主仿佛对约翰说。
So I will speak to John.
你所看见的教会
，He said the church that you see,
只是60年到70年的光景。
It is only the condition of 60 to 70 years from the birth of the church at Pentecost
一直到现在
until now
大概经过70年
It's gone through 70 years
好像一个人经过70年一样
It's as if a man goes through 70 years
一个人经过70年他怎样从婴孩到少年然后最后进到老年
How a man goes from infancy to adolescence to being an old man.
但是对教会来讲
，But for the church，
这个日光，太阳的光一直照着日午，应该没有日落的时候。
This sunlight until the moon has no sunset.
但现在问题在这里。
But here's the question:
约翰实在看见教会慢慢的老化。
John indeed saw that the church was aging.
那么弟兄姊妹，
但是
就在这个时候，我在这里看见圣灵如仿佛对约翰说
，The Holy Spirit。Spoke to John.
你所看见教会已经过70年。
The church that you see is only going through 70 years.
你是所有门徒里面活得最长。
You are the disciples that live the longest.
你是所有跟随主的门徒里面，不光看见教会诞生，也看见教会成长，也看见教会老化。
Of all the disciples, you are the only one who saw the birth.The growing pains and also the aging of the church.
你看见教会老化的时候，你就叹气。
When you see that the aging of the church, you sigh.
但是你最多不过是70年而已。
But at the most, it's 70 years.
可是对于主来说
，But for the Lord,
如果这个教会都是到主回来的话
，If the church is in steady return,
那现在经过2000年主还没有回来。
After 2000 years, the Lord has not returned.
所以好像我们主在那里对约翰说
，It's as if our Lord is speaking.
你所看见的是70年
，What you see is about 70 years.
我就看见的至少2000年。
What I see is at least 2000 years.
所以弟兄姊妹
，The brethren says,
如果经过70年，约翰已经看见教会老化的情
形 ，If in 70 years John already saw the aging of the church,
如果他在那里要抚养的话
，He is the man the net.
那更何况两千年后的今天
，even more so 2,000 years later，
弟兄们，
来到这
今天教会的光景
，today the condition of the
是不是这个教会里面所形容的
？Is it not described the least seven churches？
那弟兄们，
来到这教会，
那到今天的问题是今天的。今天那个路到底在什么地方
？Where is the way to the
Where is the solution?
What is the solution?
就面对教会老化的时候
，When we face the aging of the church，
看到这个教会渐渐荒凉的时候
，When we see that when the testimony is
not there， 是不是有话要说呢
？Does the Lord have a word to say？
是不是有话要说
？Yes, He does。
就是借着约翰来说话
，He uses John to speak。
所以在四本福音书里面，约翰福音是最后写的。
So the four among the four Gospels, the Gospel of John was written the last.
你还能讲到福音的时候
？When we speak of the Gospel,
弟兄们
，brothers and sisters，
现在约翰所得的启示
，the revelation of John is deep.
你看见比前面三本福音书更深了
，is deeper than the three other Gospels.
那福音给我们看见主耶稣是君王。
Matthew shows us that our Lord is King.
他来了建立他的国度
He has come to establish his kingdom
马可福音给我们看他是神的仆人
Mark shows us that he is the servant of God
他怎样服侍他的教会
How he serves the church
他怎样服侍这个世界
How he serves the world
所以当你读马可福音的时候
So when you read the gospel of Mark
前面六章前面十章你看见有一头牛在你的跟前
The first ten chapters you see an ox turn the ground
到了最后的六章你看这个牛就摆在祭坛上面
And on the last six chapters you see that ox on the altar
所以我们的主好像牛一样在那里跟前有像牛一样在那里献祭
So our Lord is like that ox who turned the ground but also So Mark shows us how our Lord was a servant of God. Thank
the Lord.
He became our Savior. In Luke, he shows us that our Lord is a son of man. Because he is a son of man, he can be nailed to the cross. He can stand in our stead. Thank the Lord.When you read the Gospel of Luke,
he does to one of the
Jews. He is indeed our Savior.
He has no sin.
He has no sin. So he was able to become our Savior. Because he had no sin, he could save all of us. Because he was the Son of God,
he could
stand
in
our position. On the cross, he could accomplish the work of salvation. Thank the Lord.
你看见吗？这个就是马太、马可、路加所让我们启示给我们的主耶稣。
This is not what Matthew, Mark, and Luke what the reveals of our Lord Jesus.
但是到了约翰的时候
，But when it comes to John,
慢慢这个福音的网开始破了。
Slowly the net of the gospel starts to break.
有的人只看见主耶稣是神。
Some only see him as the son of God. Some only see him as the servant of God. And yet others know that he came to establish the kingdom. But when we arrive in
God,
you see that the net is starting to tear. The light of the gospel is no longer as bright.
At
this time, you see that John has a word to say.
So you have to give them a country.
So John shows us that not only is he the son of man, not only is the Lord of kings, not only is he the servant of God, but he is the son of God.
So at
the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God, and the word became flesh. Nobody saw this before. Only the Son, the bosom of the Father, was able to declare him.
所以你看见吗？这个就是神的儿子。
This is the Son of God.
你看见吗
？You see that?
所以现在你看见说，他不光是牛的形象
，Not only does he have an appearance of an ox,
不光人的形象
，or an appearance of man,
带着狮子的形象
，or an appearance of a lion,
现在的形象是老鹰的形象
，or an appearance of an eagle,
老鹰怎么回事呢
？What is an eagle?
它从天降下
，When it descends from heaven,
仍旧在天
，It is still in the heaven.
你
One
moment he can immediately fly to higher
standards. He got transcendent. He got higher standards.
This life is a transcendent life. This life is the life of the Son of God. The most amazing thing.
You can use
anything out of all the creation of God. Nobody here dare look directly at the sun. Not a single pair of eyes can directly look at the sun. If you directly look at the sun, you'll be blinded. But among all of God's creation, only the eyes of the eagle can look directly into the sun and not be blinded. Here we see how he is the only begotten Son of God. He can declare the God's glory. And that face is the face of the sun, the light of the sun. When our Lord turns and looks at the Father smiling,
says,
his eyes were never blinded. Brothers and sisters, you see how our Lord is the Son of God. Brothers and sisters,
do
you see the at the very end, we see how John is mending the net.
Thank you.
Thank you. When you look at the whole Gospel of John, it gathers up and collects all of the revelation of John. John had three great discoveries in his life. Especially when you read the Gospel, the three epistles, and the revelation of John. His discovery was outside of Paul's discovery. His revelation is not lesser than what Paul's revelation was. And through John, this revelation was expressed. The Gospel of John has 21 chapters, correct? The first 7 chapters. And then there's chapter 8 to chapter 12. And chapter 13 to 21. It naturally splits it into 3 stages. When you read the first section, the word life appears the most. When you read the second section, the word light is mentioned most. The last section, the word love is mentioned the most. Why did John categorize these three different words? Because he wants to do the work of mending the net. He wants to show us what kind of God God is. Jesus is the Son of God. Nobody ever saw God before. But our Lord, who was in the bosom of the Father, knew this. If we know this everlasting God, then we have everlasting God. How do we know our God? In this world, many religions have different viewpoints of God. John wants to now give us the greatest revelation. If we are to gather all of the knowing of the religion of the world, and we are to compare it with what John tells us in the it is the difference between heaven and hell. Nobody ever was able to express clearly
knowing that.
所以这样，当你读到约翰福音的时候
，when you read the Gospel of John，
你看见吗？在人类那么多的文字里面
，among all the rest of mankind，
有许多的 religious documents， 许多这个宗教的文件
，so you have many religious documents，
上帝圣经里面
，brothers and sisters，
哪一个文件能够把神解释的清楚呢
？What religious document can describe clearly what God is？
都是很清楚。你看见当圣灵把他的启示给约翰的时候
，When the Holy Spirit gave the revelation to John，
约翰真的好像真的好，你看耶稣，你看见那个来的圣灵在约翰里面
，The life of an evil was in John，
叫他能够透视能看见神自己的荣耀
，And he was able to penetrate and see God's glory，
看见什么本质，他才
能够 see God's nature，
弟兄姊妹，
这
是这是不重要的东西，这是
人。Only the eyes of the believer can look at the sun. You see that? At the beginning of the Gospel of John, Jesus was in the bosom of the Father. But when you reach chapter 13, you see that John was at the bosom of the Lord. This is a special feature of John.
You can
On one hand, it's how our Lord abides in the Father. And now we see John representing us, how we abide in the Lord. What does John tell us?
We behold his glory.
He said, we behold his glory. How is it possible? How do you see God's glory not be blinded?
The
life of that
little.
The life of the Son in the bosom of the Father
as it became
John's life.
The brothers
and
sisters,
he is in the bosom of the Lord. And you can see what the Lord has revealed to him. Now what he discovered, he tells the whole world. Before it never happened. There has never been a document that can express who God is.
Even from history, that you really 讲到神像一样讲的那么清晰。
Throughout history, can you see anybody expressing God as clearly as John?
可以不同层面。
这是
怎么？
那
就
是
怎么？前面七章那个爱这个词，生命这个字很突出。
Why in the first seven chapters of John is the word life stuck in there?
然后中间从第八章，到第十二章，你看光这个字很突出。
Then John 8 to 12 right in the middle why life is so
pronounced 然后最后一段从13章到21章你看见爱这个字那么突出
and then chapters 13 to 21 the word love is emphasized
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters
很细致
thank the Lord
因为约翰到了晚年的时候
because that when John was at his old age
尤其当他在那个捕网的时候
especially when he was mending the net
他得到了启示
He gained the revelation.
他从主那里得到了一些的话。
He gained words from the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，
这个人说，
讲到神，人的话就没有了。
When you speak of God, man's words end.
讲到人的时候，我们有很多话要说。
When you speak of man, we speak many words.
讲到神的时候，我们就有话。最后讲话的人都不会讲话。
When we speak of God, those who can speak the most are silent.
弟兄姊妹，
这个人说，
这个和我们所说新约的信达有很大很大的关系。
This has much to do with New Testament.
为什么我们讲新约的敬拜
？Why do we speak of New Testament worship？
因为和我们所敬拜的神有很大的关系。
Because it has to do with the worship of who we are worshiping。
为什么有人拜偶像呢
？Why do some people worship idols？
这是和他们所认识的神发生关系。
Because it has to do with the knowledge of God。
所以你看见的这些人，他们对偶像有一种的敬拜。
So these people might worship these idols in a certain way.
这个敬拜是外邦人的敬拜。
And this worship is the worship of Gentiles.
有可能有敬拜。
And Jewish people also worship.
他们拜的神是真的。
They worship the true God.
但不是真心。
But that is
not 不是真的敬拜。
But that is not New Testament worship.
他们所认识神是真的。
They worship the Lord the true God.
但他们没有看见，也看不看见。
But they did not see what John saw.
真正的敬拜。
But
it
is the highest of the 启示，是个非是个可以说是花。The revelation of John is the one that is that was never seen before. Paul has already entered the
glory.
He has also entered the
glory.
Now the Holy Spirit wants to give the most rich, the most abundance to John. Who is the God that you know? That is defined how you worship. Many times when you see our worship, you have to ask,
到底他们认不认识神？
Do they know who God is?
他们今天的敬拜
today's worship
和犹太人的敬拜有什么不同？
What is the difference between today's worship and the worship of the Jews?
因此呢，现在敬拜这几个字是很时髦的，非常 modern， 非常时髦的。
This word worship now is very modern。
你知道在灵恩运动里面
，now in the charismatic movement，
你知道他们最重要的就是敬拜。
The point that they teach the most is in worship。
他们觉得我们的神，我们的主今天要恢复什么？要把大卫倒塌的帐幕。The falling tent of David 要把它再 restore 过来，要把它恢复起来。
They believe that they want to revive the fallen tent of David.
所以这什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
大卫是诗篇的大卫。
David is the David of God.
是大卫在圣殿里面，在圣殿里面给我们告诉我们一种敬拜，是诗歌的敬拜。
And in the temple there is a worship and song.
那是赞美，那是敬拜。
That is praise and worship.
所以有的人就说，这个大卫倒塌帐幕，就是指着现在我们的教会里面应该有敬拜说。
So when it talks about the fallen tent of David, it speaks of the worship that David
believes.
So how does the worship of
David? It
brings in also the drums, the cymbals, and all the other
things.
Because that is how the worship is done in someone's
life.
Now that we have to recover the fallen tent of David,
so now we want
worship. So now there is much noisy worship. But let us ask,
is
this worship New Testament worship? Who is this? Do you know this guy? In the Old Testament, the knowledge is limited. That is all that's to do to worship.
That is all that's to do to worship.
Our Lord hung for us on the cross. He raised him to death.
He
ascended for us. And the Holy Spirit came down. Think about this. After the Lord has done so much for us,
you
need to know who is this God that is
living in us.
And then we need to know how to worship him.
We don't know how to worship.
Because throughout history, that is how they
worship.
On Sundays, when you go to a church, you know how to worship. You don't have to do anything.
You just come
and you naturally worship. Jerusalem, there is a temple. And there is a church building for
everything.
There are cathedrals that are really big. To help us draw us before God. Brothers and sisters, how we worship is the reflection of how deep we know our God. In the Old Testament, they knew God. But they only had a little knowledge that He was the one who was the creator of all the
universe.
This is true. It is correct. So of course they have their worship. Brothers and sisters, when our Lord had a discussion with the Samaritan woman, that is the New Testament worship. That worship was not on this side of the mountain or on the mountain of Jerusalem. This worship was not worship of Jerusalem. It was not a Gentile worship. It was a New Testament worship. Why are these words placed in the Gospel of John? Because John is doing the work of mending the net. Brothers and sisters,
There is a book that is titled, Your God is Too Small. But our God is not too small. But in our own concept, we make God small. Every time we come to worship, you know how great your God is. If you are to imagine your God as a stone or as a
stone,
so you have brought him down to the position of
idol.
So now you've brought a glorious God into a shameful object. So let us remember. Today, how we worship defines and shows how much we know about. So this gospel net has to be
managed.
We need to let them understand more of the gospel. What does John want to tell us? What is his greatest revelation? When you read the first 7 chapters, we see that God is spirit. This is an amazing revelation. Because God is spirit. Therefore, we need to worship him in spirit and in truth. The Father is seeking such worship. And this is true worship. This shows us the Jewish
worship,
the Old Testament
worship,
the Gentile worship. It is not true worship. Is this amazing or not? So we need to know. Can we have true worship? Who is this God? How do you know this God? Our person told us. And John has now denoted it. Thank the Lord. But God is. In chapter 4, this life is in the life of the
Samaritan.
It's that living water is in us. And in John chapter
7,
then through us, you rivers of living water. The life is in
you.
The life is in me. And at the very end, it flows out of this river of living. If this is not the way of life, what is it? If it is not the growth of life, what is it? We see the story of the growth of life. How does the life mature? We see that God is spirit.
Brother and sister,
now we can walk in the spirit. Thank the Lord. Now we know how to worship. We worship him in spirit and in truth. This worship is New Testament worship. But not only that, the God that John shows us, alone he says God is spirit. But if you read from chapter 8 to 12, you see God is light.
Did
I am the light of the world. If anyone is to follow me, he no longer walks in
darkness.
He will gain the light of life. This light follows the first 7 chapters. The first 7 chapters is the light. If we are indeed in the Spirit, if we are to walk in the Holy Spirit, this life is the light of man. And this light is the light of life. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. God is light. God is light. God is light.
So God says to you to walk in the light.
你看这不是有这不是在约翰的主网的时候圣灵给约翰看见的吗？
Isn't this as John is living in that what the Holy Spirit showed him?
然后等到最后从十三章一直到二十一章
and then from chapter 13 to 21.
所以我们看见神就是爱。
You see that God is love.
稀奇不稀奇？
Is this not amazing?
我不知道约翰什么时候看见这几句话。
I don't know when John saw these words.
但是我相信这句话是从十字架开始。
But I do believe that these words began at the cross.
在十字架的底下，只有约翰。第二个门徒就约翰在十字架的底下。
At the foot of the cross, among the 12 disciples, only John was there.
所以我们知道说，约翰最清楚我们主怎样为我们钉十字架。
So John was the clearest in how the Lord was crucified for us.
我们将他一生一直在那问过。
We believe that throughout his whole life.What words can describe the story of the cross? He probably was looking and looking for the right word. At his old age, one day he suddenly saw the picture of the cross. God is love.
I is not a thing.
Love is not an object.
I is a thing.
For I not a thing. Love is a person. Nobody ever discovered that God was love. Thank the Lord. Now we know God is love. I'll say it again. Ever since the birth of religion, no matter what religion, I ask you, of all the religions, so tell us who God is. Does any of them tell you that God is life, that He is light, and that He is love? Because God is light. Even though He is far from us today, but we can know God. You know, of all the elements, there's one element called helium. It's amazing.
人发现氦，人发现氦这个东西。
When man discovered helium，
这是在地，这是在这个发现这个气体啊，这是在化学，这是在实验室里面发现。
This element was not discovered in the lab。
如果在实验室里发现的话，
如果 was discovered in the lab，
那就是我们在地上找到了这个气体。
It means that we would have discovered this on Earth，
但是不是
，But no。
第一次人类发现氦气
，the first time somebody discovered helium
是当人观察太阳的时候。
It's when they were analyzing the sun。
如果我们发现说有氦气的存在，宇宙中有一个气体，有一个 element 叫做氦，叫做 helium。
So then they were discovering that on the surface is an element called helium。
它正在地上发现。
But it wasn't discovered here on Earth。
距离我们近的海。
The earth is closer.
You go to a lab, you should be able to do that. That's
the logic. The logic is that the high
city is in the sun. They
first discovered
it in the sun. Now, where are we going?
Now, I ask. How do you know that helium is present in the sun?
This is the sun.
The glass of the blue is red.
You never saw how to say that you don't mind. You tell me that there is
the element of how to say that. And you can say this element of fear is in the sun. You have to say it's impossible. That is just an amazing thing that is not possible.
But scientists are very
sure.
But
there is one element in this world called
helium.
And there is much helium in the sun. So we first discovered there. And after it was found on
the
earth,
到的东西，其实我们的地上还没有找到的。
We discovered it before. We discovered it before. We discovered on Earth.
那当然，我们这个说话是不是叫做真理？
How do you know this represents truth?
我是真实的，我是知道。
We do know.
为什么？你怎么知道它那里有氦气呢？
How do you know there's helium there?
因为太阳发光。
Because the sun shines light.
因为你看，当太阳把光射出去的时候，
When the sun shines its light,
你知道你从一些的光出来。
And through the rays of light, the spectrum of light.
当你看到light, 当你看到光谱的时候，
When you see the spectrum of light,
虽然很远很远，
even though it's very far,
像我们都做过实验的，对不对？
We've all done this experiment.
很清楚的。
Very clear.
你怎么知道说这个光？你怎么知道这光里面有氢的元素？
How do you know that there is
hydrogen?
How do you know that there is hydrogen in the
light?
Because as it shines, in the spectrum, you can see a position it has.
So you can see that every
person
has a position.
So you know that there is a position for each in the spectrum. But you can't find the moon.
但是等到你面对着太阳的光的时候
，But when you face the light of the sun，
你终于找到了这个元素。
Now you find an element，
所以让我们记住
，Let us remember，
因为神是光
，Because God is light。
所以虽然他离开人四万八千里
，Even though he is miles and miles away，
虽然他是在靠不近的光中
，Even though he is in the so far away， 那
告诉我们能够认识
，But we can know him，
为什么？
Why? Our Lord was brought to the cross for
us. 你记不记得他在上面在十字架上说了七句话？
You remember the seven words he mentioned on the cross?
每一句话都是神的光照在人间。
And all of these words were was light shining down on
us. 但是你看很清楚，这七句话
，only seven words.
圣神是在十字架上。
So when Jesus was on the cross,
好像是三人间，好像 prison 一样。
It's like this, we're looking at a prison.
圣神在太阳的光透过三人间。
So when the sunlight came through that prison,
现在我看有七道的光，七道不同颜色的光就震荡出去。
So you have seven different colored rays of light.
那是我们今天这个不同的光出来的时候，就是耶稣在十字架上说的七句的话。
The seven rays of light are the seven rays that Jesus spoke.
你把这七句话都读过的话
，After reading seven rays，
你知道这神就是爱。
You know that God is love.
神就是神，
那你
怎么会认识神？他是十万八千里外。
How do you know God is the so far away？
嗯，就是
Thanks the Lord。
嗯，你记得在哥哥他，我们读这十字架的。
Do you remember on Golgotha where Lord was crucified? There was a great wind surge,
a storm,
a big storm. And after the storm, after we were completely saved,
you see the light shining on the raindrops.
You see that the light shining on the raindrops.
结果每一个雨珠还是眼泪滴一样。
These raindrops are like teardrops.
你看见我们主经过了何等的苦难
？Our Lord went through so much suffering.
但是当他是成了以后
，The one who said it's finished,
现在用光，神就是光。
God is light.
怎么光能看得见
？And God's light can man cannot see.
但是现在经过了泪珠，经过了雨水的经
，But after the teardrops, after the raindrops,
结果那个巨大的光芒，这个不同颜色的光芒放射出来的
，Seven rays of light are there so far.
那些的光芒在刺伤我们的眼睛
，Those rays do not hurt our eyes.
那光是我们看得见
，That light we can see.
神就是光
，God is light.
我们每一个人。可以站到他面前，而他都消费。
There is not a single person to stand before him without
him. 没有人能够站到神面前。
No sinner can stand before
him. 看你的意
思，神帮
着神就是光。
Because God is light.
神就是光，好像人看见了原子弹的光一样。
God is light is just the same as the light of a nuclear bomb.
如果你看见原子弹的光，
我们这边已经消费。If you see the light of a nuclear bomb, you've already been destroyed.
神就是光。
God is light.
但是感谢。
But thanks.
这个光是看不见的。
His light you cannot see.
看见我们。
Why
Once we looked at it, we're blinded.
嗯, 嗯, 嗯,
but thank the Lord.
在两千年前,
2000 years
ago,
when our Lord came to the
earth, 那个光我们不看得见,
we saw that light.
你们就看见吗? 这就是神的荣耀。
This is God's glory.
所以你看见说他现在能和众人做朋友。
So he can now be the friend of man.
他也为我们定在十字架。
He can be nailed to the cross for us.
谢谢主。
That is
kind of thank you.
Thank the Lord.
所以给我们看见说,
所以是
我们所能看见的七个不同颜色的光。
So we see the seven different rays of light.
那个光是在蒙着的光谱之内。
This is, it is within the, spectrum.
Within the spectrum.
所以在这个 limit of the spectrum, 在这个蒙着的光谱之内。
Within the field of the spectrum.
所以我们知道说它都不会伤害我们。
We know that it does not, hurt us.
主耶稣就是这样的。
God is, Jesus is the Son of God.
But thank the Lord.
现在救人能和他一同吃饭。
He can eat with sinners.
现在当他为我们完成了十字架救赎以后。
After the redemption on the cross.
感谢主，因为他身体为我们裂开。
Because his body was broken for us.
靠着他的宝血。
By his blood.
我们能坦然无惧来到神面。
We can come boldly before his
presence.
Brothers and sisters.
所以就是光。
God is light.
感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
他说我就是生命的光，我就是世上的光。
I am the light of the world.
他们跟从我的
，those who follow me，
就不再黑暗的
时候 ，no longer walk in
darkness， 得着生命
，but will gain the light of life，
弟兄姊妹。我们这个时候看见的光就是世界的光。
Today we see all this light is all artificial light,
not mechanical.
It's all mechanical light.
但是弟兄姊妹，
我的神，
我们主给我们的光呢，生命的光。
The light that our Lord gives us is a light of life.
就好像萤火虫给我们的光。
Just like a firefly.
你看见萤火虫，它的光从哪里来？
When you see the firefly, where do you see its light?
它的生命越丰富，那个光就越强。
The more abundant his light is, the more bright it shines.
而且萤火虫的光就不会伤害我们眼睛。
And that light doesn't hurt our eyes.
所以弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
现在我们明白了吗？
Now we understand.
神不仅是个灵。
Not only is he a light, God is light.
所以我们应当在光明中
to need a walk in the light.
我们如果跟随这个光
if we follow this light,
我们就不再黑暗
no longer are we in darkness.
我们就得着生命的
and we will gain the light of life.
弟兄姊妹，
这个
时候
at this time,
你就知道怎么活在他的面
you know how to live before him.
这个活在神面前的生活
A life that lived before him
is
a life of worship.
对于某个宗教徒来讲
for some religion,
像有的回教徒
for example, the more, the more,
when they speak of worship,
when they speak of worship,
就是每天有一
个时间 that every day, a check time,
你一定要对着麦子
you have to face neck up,
不管你在哪里
no matter where you are,
你要匍匐到地上
you need to bow down,
就是
on the ground.
That is
their
religion.
That is how they live before God.
Thank you, Jesus.
But brothers and sisters,
what is the meaning?
The life that is to be lived before God is our life of the life of
God's
worship.
Because
God is spirit.
So you buy it out of your spirit.
So you can worship it in spirit and in truth.
Is that it?
No. Nope.God is light.
So we are in the light.
So we need to walk in the light.
That is, when we are in the light,
when we walk in the light, this life
is
a life of worship. That way
is
a way of worship. This is what John shows
us. This is from
chapter 8 to chapter 12.
第八章告诉我们说我们得着生命，若跟从他就得着生命的光。
John chapter 8 says that if we follow him, we will gain the light of life.
到了十二章
in chapter 12,
我们告诉我们就变成光明的。
It tells us that we become the sons of light.
弟兄姊妹，
但是如果我们真的叫光明的人 ，if we really walk in the light,
如果我们就变成光明的
，we become sons of light.
我们就为主，我们就能够产生一种的见证
，so we can have a testimony.
所以弟兄姊妹，
但是
你看见吗
？You see that?
我们的见证是根据我们的敬拜。
Our testimony is according to our worship.
很多敬拜偶像的
，many people worship idols.
他们越拜，他们眉头皱的越紧。
The more they worship
the more the doubts occur, the more they worship, the more reason they have on their side. Brothers and sisters, we need to be as those that are lighted. We need to be those that are sons of
light.
When we walk on this earth, when man sees us, our lights
are
just like when Moses came down from the mount, his face was shining. This is John chapter 8 to 12. But when it begins chapter 15,
he comes and says, "Again, he's from our country."
This begins with love.
In John, God to us,
how to love the world and the world to love them until the end. John, because John said that we love them to the very end.
So this love is to the end.
This love is to the very end. How can it be to the very end? The love of the mother and the father is unconditional. But their love is not a love to the
end. They come to leave us.
At one point, they will leave us.
How many years do they come
to
high school?
Even though they don't want to leave us, they will.
So
that love is not a love to the end.
You have to do the love to the end.
But John says that the love is a love to the end.
That
is the thing
that you can do.
For this
reason, you have to take to your life.
We see that the comforter is to come. The Father is to send another comforter.
He
will forever be with us. This love is a forever love.
This love is eternal love.
This love is
eternal.
This love is a love to the
end.
This love will never be divided. This love is so near. It is not outside of the beginning. It is not just washing the feet of the
disciples.
But our Lord wants to be closer than washing the
feet of the disciples.
The comforter is to live in us. That is
sister.
So the distance, this is the distance at your feet. No. You see that he abides in us. This love. This love to the
end.
How does it happen? Thank God. If you remember how our Lord was led to the cross, not only was he nailed to the cross, he was led from the cross, and he ascends to
heaven.
If he did not ascend to heaven, the comfort of
heaven,
to give us that eternal love, to give us that love that will never end. Brothers and sisters,
he ascended and he came down,
and the Holy Spirit came down.
Thank you,
thank you, Lord.
Brothers and sisters,
now we can understand. After we have been filled,
we have received
such love. We have received
such love.
This love is not a sentimental love. You see what work accomplished on the cross,
and put on to see
no longer are we sinners.
Brother
and sister, does it mean the light means we're no longer sinners? Not only that,
he
wants to draw nigh to draw so close we can't even be close. You don't have to go to Jerusalem. Jerusalem is too far.
You can't even go to Jerusalem.
To go to Jerusalem. And they're into that quick as you go. Many people go to the Jerusalem wall.
No matter how many people have孩子, 他们希望到库房去就可以有孩子.
So if they don't have a child they want to do before they do all prayer, so they actually put the prayer on a piece of paper in the wall. According to the Old
Testament,
as long as your prayer stays close to
something,
God has to do
it.
But here's the problem.
You have to face in front of God, and then put the prayer stone in the stone, then put it in the stone.
You have to take a plane, get the Jerusalem to the wedding wall, and put the prayer in the wall for God to
listen to it.
Thank God to listen to your prayer.
You're so far away from
it. You're so far away
from it. You can see it in the stone.
But it's clear and definite that you can actually fly.
You
can pray at the wedding wall.
现在犹太人呢把它简化
了。Now the Jews have simplified the process.
他们在耶路撒冷开了一家公司。
There's a company in Jerusalem.
他们就写信给全世界犹太人。
And they wrote a letter to all the Jews in the world.
你们真的特地跑到故乡那去吗
？No one do you have to fly here to the world.
你把你的祷告用发，用传真送到我们这。
You just have to fax the prayer to us.
我们的派人去把你的传真啊、祷告就放到了洞里面去。
Then we take your fax the prayer. We'll put it in the wall.
你看见吗
？You see that?
神是不是爱
？Is God love?
神是不是爱？是不是
？God is a good love.
太少了，你看你现在缩短了，就有人替你不要跑了，有人就把你送到去。
Now the process is simplified. You don't even have to come. It's very easy.
Thank you, Jesus.
Brothers and sisters, the Holy Spirit is a new enemy.
We don't need to go to Jerusalem.
We don't need to go to Jerusalem on
the mount.
We don't need to go to the Samaritan mount. Brothers and sisters, we are the temple of God. And the Holy Spirit abides in this temple.
Do
you not know that you are the temple of God? Does the Holy Spirit abide in the depth of our heart? Brothers and sisters, now forever he abides with us. Now if you want to worship, don't go to Jerusalem. It's a huge temple. Why? God loves it. God loves it till the end. You don't have to walk along the
road.
Where's that still point? As long as you go back to the depth of your
spirit.
At this time, you pray. God listens to you.
You pray and
you pray. You first, you tell him all the news.
You come to him.
You see that. This life is
the
life of
wisdom.
Because you have
seen how
the
news is
going to be. You can be a
present
thousand years. When you are sick,
you
are
going to be sick.
According to Psalm,
you are going to be sick.
It is the weather that makes our bed. I don't know
what I'm saying. How do you do this?
No matter where we are, that is where heaven is.
Don't
forget.
From the temple to the heaven, to the temple.
Where God's throne is, that's where the heaven is.
That is where the
temple is. Where God's presence is, where the
temple
is. Now the Holy Spirit, which is God himself abiding in us. We don't have to go to the heavens to find the heaven. Everywhere is heaven. Man's view of worship is no longer clear.
很多人就从犹太教里面借了很多东西，就在那里敬拜。
And many people borrowed stuff from Judaism to worship.
很多犹太人知道怎么敬拜。
Because Jewish people know how to worship.
犹太人也知道怎么敬拜。
People know how to worship idol.
你是不是信耶稣敬拜，就把这些敬拜把它学过来就是敬拜了呢
？So do you copy that and borrow that to worship in the New Testament?
嗯嗯嗯。
这是
很可惜的。
Sadly,
2000 years,
much worship in the church. You have to ask, is it New Testament worship?
New Testament
worship. You can't distinguish it anymore. Is it Old Testament worship or New Testament worship?
你怎么敬拜？
How do you worship?
你的敬拜是用力做了何等的大的。
Then you will know how big a work the Lord is.
你就知道我们的神是什么样的。
Then you will know what type of God our God is.
而且你知道这敬拜的圣洁里面包含了多少的东西。
And then you will know the life of worship, how much it's
worth. 我们认识的敬拜太少太少。
Our understanding of worship is so little.
但约翰福音给我们看
见。But the Gospel of John shows us.
约翰就给我们看见敬拜。
The worship that John showed us.
所以现在最丰富的敬拜。
Is the most rich worship in the world.
我要用我的一生来经历这个敬拜。
It means a whole life to experience it.
已经是。
What is this?
我们是不是学会了这个功课？
Have you learned this lesson?
我个人有一个很深的感觉。
I have a very deep feeling.
敬拜在教会里面已经是个失落的艺术。
The worship in the church is a lost art.
弟兄姊妹，这一次我们如果读恩典文。
Brothers and sisters, if the Lord is merciful,
让我们回到圣经。
Let us come back to the Bible.
让我们从主的话里。
That through the word of God,
所以我们看见新约的敬拜是什么。
We can know what New Testament worship is.
好，我想我们今天的时间是没有。
Our time is gone today.
我们明天晚上继
续。We will continue tomorrow evening.
我们经常讲。
Let us have a word of prayer.
亲爱的主，我们把这句话恭敬地交在你的手
里。Dear Lord, we want to commit these words back into your hands.
我们就是求你赐给我们智慧和启示的。
Lord, do give us the spirit of wisdom of revelation and revelation.
我们才看见，我们原来我们所经历的神是何等丰富。
We see how abundant and rich our God is.
我们能何等的恩典。
We are the recipients of so much grace.
但是主啊，我们今天为什么不多
？But Lord, we have to admit we do not know.
看看我们的敬拜，就成为我们的贫穷。
Lord, when you see our worship, you see how poor we are.
主啊，但愿这一次你记得住这些的话。
May you use these words this time.
把我们带回到你自己的话语的光中。
To bring us back into the light of your word.
但愿记住约翰的启示。
That through the revelation of John,
在教会中做国王的工作。
Through his ministry of mending the net.
但你回来一次。
Before you return,
你能够得着荣耀的教会。
May you gain a glorious church.
主啊，但愿你在教会里面就是得着真实的敬拜。
And that you may receive true worship in the church.
听我们祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督的恩典。
In Jesus' precious name we pray.
Amen. Amen.